You're listening to SBS News.
In a highly unusual intervention in the UK election campaign, Britain's chief rabbi Ephraim Mervis has accused Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn of doing little to tackle endemic anti-Jewish racism within the Labour Party. He says British Jews are gripped by anxiety at the prospect of Mr. Corbyn becoming Prime Minister, and he urged people to vote with their conscience in the general election. Mr. Corbyn is a veteran campaigner for Palestinian rights and has been dogged by criticism from members, lawmakers and Jewish leaders that he has failed to tackle anti-Semitism in the party despite a promise to do so. Mr. Corbyn insists there is no place for anti-Semitism in his party.
Anti-Semitism in any form is vile and wrong. It is an evil within our society. It's an evil that grew in Europe in the 1920s and onwards, and ultimately led to the Holocaust. There is no place whatsoever for anti-Semitism in any shape or form, or in any place whatsoever in modern Britain, and under a Labour government, it will not be tolerated in any form whatsoever. I want to make that clear.
The chief rabbi has dismissed claims that the party was doing everything it could and had investigated every case as mendacious fiction. Labour Party peer Lord Alf Dubs admits there was a problem but says he's disappointed in the actions of the Jewish leader.
We should have acted a bit quicker. That's the only thing. I'm sorry to be critical of you guys, but if we'd acted a bit quicker, what we're doing now is the right thing. And I think for today of all days, for the chief rabbi to be attacking the Labour Party in this particular way and attacking our leader is unjustified and unfair, and I am bitterly, bitterly disappointed that he's done that.
Nine of Mr. Corbyn's MPs quit the party in February, citing among their reasons the leadership's handling of the anti-Semitism accusations. And in May, Britain's Equality Watchdog launched an investigation into possible discrimination by Labour. Meanwhile, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has waded into the dispute.
I do think it is a very serious business when the chief rabbi speaks as he does. I've never known anything like it. And clearly, it is a failure of leadership on the part of the Labour leader that he has not been able to stamp out this virus in the Labour Party. But I'm afraid it is cognate with a general failure of leadership that we're seeing at the moment. Because I just get back my central point. I do not see how you can propose to take over the running of this country next year when you will not answer the fundamental question that people want to know. What is your direction on Brexit? You cannot be neutral on something like this any more than you can be neutral, frankly, on anti-Semitism.
But Mr. Johnson's party has also come in for criticism from the Muslim Council of Britain, which has strongly supported the chief rabbi's comments. In a statement, the council said it agreed with his conclusion that too many politicians have been silent while racism has spread. The MCB added that Muslims face hostility too, particularly at the hands of Mr. Johnson's ruling Conservative Party. The Hindu Council of the UK has also written a letter of support to the chief rabbi, saying that Labour has become increasingly anti-Semitic and anti-Hindu. They claim that the Hindu community has been excluded and dumped from Labour selection of candidates for the election. The Archbishop of Canterbury has also supported the chief rabbi, with a tweet highlighting the deep sense of insecurity and fear felt by many British Jews. Michael Ibgrave is the Anglican Bishop of Lichfield and the chair of the British Council of Christians and Jews. He told the BBC the comments from faith leaders show the degree of anxiety and vulnerability felt by many groups.
It's a problem for all of us, I think, and the religious leaders' calls are to take that problem seriously, which is an unprecedented call in an pre-election period, but I think that underlines the significance and the gravity of this situation.
Alan Lee, SBS News.